Someone asked me an interesting question. I want to try to keep the different players discreet here, but they were zocha to a boy, and they called up the mall. Like the first phone call you should make before even calling the parent up, you want to make sure to reserve a mall, a good mall. So he called up the mall and reserved it. And then some point afterwards, later that day, he was told that there's a family mall that he has to use, and he has to call the first mall up and cancel. And it's not a problem, even though he committed to the first mall, because it's understood this is a family mall. And he has the first rights, and he quoted sources for such an inyan. So the question is, does the Aviyah Ben have to cancel the first mall and accept the family mall? That's one consideration. And number two is, the parents were very comfortable with the first mall that they called. It's someone who lives close to them, someone who they find very warm and relatable and personable. And the other mall is older. I'm not sure if they were concerned this way, but I'll add in a concern of maybe fragile hands, weak hands. And for that reason, is that another consideration? Or no, is there such a concept as a family moel, and he has a chazakah on all the family milas? So there is a Ramban, Yoredeya Hilchas Mila, Yoredeya Reish Simin Dalid Sif Aleph, and the Ramah writes that if a person appoints a moel, you are not allowed to retract. Once you give it to one person, you can't do a chazara. It's based on a Mordechai at the end of Perek Kol HaGet in Maseches Gittin. And therefore, it's final. Once you give it to him the first one, you can't retract. But he does acknowledge, if one does retract and give it to a second one, even though you're not supposed to, you give it to the second one, so nonetheless, it is a good chazara, and you give it to the second one. Again, you're not supposed to retract, but if you do a chazara, it's considered a good chazara. So Hagosa Rikiv Eger on the bottom there says, this is only true if the father hasn't yet used the moel in the past. But if he's Haraga, he's quoting the Ma'arik, one of the Rishonim, the Ma'arik in Shoresh Ayin Vav, if the father has used a Moel in the past, or Lashon is, he was Ragil to use a particular Moel, so then it's understood that that Moel is the one expecting to get the rights to doing this Bris Milah, and that he cannot give to anyone else. Meaning, even if there was no formal appointment, even if the Aviyah Ben didn't call any Moel up, since this Moel did the previous Bris Milas for this family, so then he is as first dibs to it, and you won't give it to anyone else. That's what the Rabbi Kiviger writes from the Maharik. So this Maharik is based on the concept of Makire Kuna. Makire Kuna is that if a farmer has a Truma, and he gives a Truma to the same Kohen over and over again, one who's Makire Kuna, a Kohen who he recognizes and knows well, so then the halacha is he has first rights. To that Kohen could even go ahead and take the Truma without being given it by the farmer, because it's understood that all the other Kohanim are going to step away, and because he's the Makir Kuna. So just like you have the Makir Kuna, one that you recognize as receiving the Truma, so too the Moel, that's Ragil, is the one who's going to accept the rights to performing the Bris Milah. So this is the Ramah, this is the Rabbi Kiviya Eger. And the question is, can you apply this to our case? Firstly, it's clear from the Rabbi Kiviya Eger and the Tshuvas Ma'arik that's only referring to a father who had used him in the past. But there is no mention of a grandfather using him or any other relative. There's no concept of a family moel. It just says if that father used this moel in the past for his previous sons, so he expected to use it for future sons. This particular case is not true because the Aviyah Ben, this is his first son. He wasn't regular in anything. The fact that some other relative was, does that necessarily make a difference? Secondly, how does one define Ragil? Let's say this is the Aviyah Ben's second son, and the first son he used that moel. So now is he committed to use it for that same moel for the second son? And is that true? Is that considered Ragil? And thirdly, the Ramah says that even the Aviyah Ben, even if he appointed someone else, let's say we assume there's such a concept as a family moel, and he's expected to use it, but once you do Chazar, once you pick someone else, even though you're not supposed to pick someone else, the Ramah says that Chazar is a good Chazara, and the second Moel would be able to work as the Moel. What about another consideration? Let's say the second Moel is better. Let's say I don't know who the different Moelim are, but let's say the second one's better, a bigger Tamach Chacham, a Tzaddik, he's younger, he has stronger hands, he's more personable. Are those also considerations? So discussing with other Rabbanim and doing some research, it's clear that the Aviyah Ben had every right to call the first Moel, and there's no such concept as a family Moel. Just because other family members has used the Moel, does not obligate this Aviyah Ben to use that same exact mal. And it's a clear Tshuvas Chacham Tzvi in Simen Ayin. He says that Makir Kuhuna only applies to the father. But let's say the father dies, and now their children who are Yorishit, so the Yorishim don't have to give to the same Kohanim that the father was giving to. So too when it comes to the mal. Just because a father, grandfather, or uncle was using a particular mal doesn't mean that this new Avia Ben has to use that same mal. There is no obligation at all. So that was a clear halacha, clear as day. And it's interesting, Tshuva, if you want to take a look at the Tshuvas Atzei Chaim Simen Chavtes. This is Rav Chaim Tzvi Teitelbaum, the Saiter Rav, the older brother, the Satmar Rav. He also has this discussion. He quotes the Chacham Tzvi and saying that there is an obligation for another family member to use the same mal. Now, how does one define Ragil? Let's say we're talking about the same family. So I have three boys, and I was Zocha to use the same mol all three times. Now, if I am Zochet having another son, will I have to use that same mol as I used for the previous three? So how does one define Ragil? So if you look at the Rashi in Gittin Daf Lamed by Makiri Kuna, since Makiri Kuna is the model, so he writes that a Makiri Kuna is someone that all Kohanim know. It's expected that this farmer is going to give his Truma to this Kohen. Everyone steps away, so then that's the definition of Makiri Kuna. Sounds like very high standards. Now, does everyone know I use this particular model for all them? Is it going to be the case of Makiri Kuna? Does everyone know that I'm always using the same one? Maybe yes, maybe not. It's really hard to know. You can't really quantify this. So it's unclear from Rashi. But perhaps you could use a different model. I saw in a beautiful Shtickel Torah in Sefer Pardes, written by Rav Kapelman. He says maybe you could look at a Shliach Tzibor. The halacha is in Simen Taf Kuf Pei Aleph, that if a Shliach Tzibor serves as a Shliach Tzibor, he is a Chazaka, so one's not allowed to remove him from the post. So what becomes a Chazaka? So the Shari Tshuva says, one time. If he's a Shliach Tzibor just one time for Rosh Hashanah, he's a Shliach Tzibor forever. Prima Gadim says, from where do you get this? A Chazaka is three. You never find the Chazaka being one, it's three. So Prima Gadim makes more sense, so you have to use it three times. And for my case, I use the same mole three times, I've got a Chazaka. Where's the Shari Tshuva coming from? Why does he think one time is a Chazaka? So if you look at the Shvaz Yaakov, which is the basis of the Shari Tshuva, the Shvaz Yaakov explains it based on Srara, that Shliach Tzibor isn't holding on to the post because of a Chazaka, because he was given a position of authority. And just like a Kohen Gadol, who let's say was appointed just one time, let's say the Kohen Gadol became sick or tame. So he had a backup Kohen Gadol. So that backup Kohen Gadol served one time until the original Kohen Gadol got better or became Tahor. So now that Kohen Gadol was appointed just for that one time, you can never demote him to a Kohen Hedyo, because once he had the position of authority of being a Kohen Gadol, he can never be demoted. So too, if once a person was appointed position of a Shliach Tzibor, that authority, that Srara, you can never demote him. That's why one time is enough. But clearly by our case, with regards to a Mo'el is not a position of authority, it's not a position of Srara, and therefore it seems to make most sense that if a person used the same Mo'el for three times, for three sons, that creates a Chazaka, that would seemingly be Ragil. Anything less than that, he would have the option of choosing other ones. Now, the Taz points out, though, even though one might be Rogil, if you find the second mole that's better, that's a greater tzaddik, that's a closer friend, had he been around for the first mole and for the first bris milas, you would have chosen him, so then you are allowed to change. Even though you're Rogil at one particular mole, and even if you chose him for this particular bris mila, you could retract when this new mole comes to him, because had you known he would have been there in the first place, you would have chosen him over the original one that you had chosen. Either way, very interesting discussion of family mo'alim and having certain loyalty to mo'alim and different people in the position of authority.